Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk, and welcome to the Zurian Show, everybody. As always, I'm very thankful that I have the kindness and the dedication for those of you that continue to listen to the show. And as always, I am greatly humbled and appreciative of the fact that you do. As all of you know, 2012 is going to be the year of change. It's going to be the year of change for a whole lot of different things. But one of the things that 2012 is it's a time to take control of your life. If you're unhappy with the things that have happened to you in the past, if you're unhappy with the things that have been going on around you, if your 2011 wasn't the greatest, neither was your 2009 or your 2010, guess what? It's a new year. It's now the time for you to take the bull by the horns, to stop being a cow, and to become that rhino or that bull, and go ahead and tackle those things that you need to tackle so that you can live the life that you want to live. Stop making excuses as to why you don't have what you don't have. Stop making excuses and putting off what you don't have, and start to do the things you need to do to get those things in order and to live the life that you really want to live. Again, chances go round for all of us. Each of us live in a world where we know that it's not perfect. Well, guess what? Waiting for it to become perfect is never going to happen, because it's never going to be perfect. It's always going to be something else that gets in the way. You guys have heard me say on many occasions, on several different shows that we've done, that you are not your circumstances. Your circumstances are what happened. Your circumstances are what happened to everybody. The only difference is when. The problem is your attitude. And here's a perfect example of an attitude. You've got somebody that has millions of dollars and they're miserable. Yet if you had a few hundred, you'd be elated. You know, look at a person like Donald Trump. The amount of money, not saying that he's miserable, but the amount of money that he spends on a regular basis on a small little thing compared to the amount of money that the average person would spend is ridiculous. I mean, if you took the two and you put them together, it would be unbelievable. The type of life that he lives and the type of things that he perceives as being comforts, for most of us, we live like kings and queens. I mean, it would be like we were royalty, literally. And I'm talking about the owners of a small nation, small country, just to show you the differences in how each of us believe and perceive things should be. But not knocking Don, not knocking those that have money. I think the only reason that most of us that don't have money knock people with money is because we don't have money. If we had money, then we wouldn't be knocking those people that have money. But also, remember too, that if you actually acquire the ability to do the things that those that have money do, we call them the gifted and the privileged and all of the above, then you would be able to do some of the same things that they do. All right, you would be complaining about high taxes and all that other stuff like they are, or paying more taxes. The reason that most of us aren't doing that complaining is because we're part of that other group. We're part of that lower end. So as that lower end, we believe that we're paying all the taxes. And in the particular nation that we live in and the particular time that we live in, that's pretty true. Because that minority or majority of people that are at the middle income range is becoming smaller and smaller. And the percentage of people that are at the higher ranges and the lower ranges is getting higher and higher. So the disparity between the two is getting pretty great. So here's my question. Which group do you want to be a part of? Because, ladies and gentlemen, there's absolutely nothing wrong with being rich. There's absolutely nothing wrong with being able to take care of your responsibilities in a financial way. There's nothing wrong with having a car breakdown, and the main thing that you're worried about is whether the auto service is going to get there in a timely fashion so that you can still do the things that you want to do. There's nothing like being able to just get on a plane and take a trip and not have to worry about anything. There's nothing like going away and being gone and your luggage getting lost or stolen and then having a shopping spree because you got the resources to go have a shopping spree. So that what would be a catastrophe for most people if they lost their luggage is not a catastrophe for you. It's an inconvenience, but it's not a catastrophe. You can adjust, move on, and do the things that you need to do to live the life that you want to live. Those are the differences between people that have a lot of money and people that don't have a lot of money. The other thing is, if you're a real decent person and you have a lot of money, you're now also in a position where you could help other people that you know that are decent people that may not be as fortunate as you. And you can also improve and build your own circle, your own team, so to speak, of individuals with like minds so that you guys can do great things together. I think a lot of us miss the true opportunities that abound when you do have money. But anyway, this really isn't about money. This is about changing your life for the better. This is about learning to become your own master, to becoming your own boss, to be in control of your life, to take the bull by the horn, so to speak, or the bull by the reins, or however you want to look at it, and riding it out to a point of happiness, a point of joy that you deserve, that you've worked for. Again, look around you and look at all the people that you know are pieces of trash. I mean, let's put it simple. They're pieces of trash. Look at some of your supervisors, bosses, some of the people that actually have control of your life. And believe it or not, no matter how you want to shake it, they have control of your life. Now, some of them are also giving up some of their own control, but you've got others that break the rules on a regular basis because the rules don't apply to them. Those are the evil, nasty people that are pissed off. Those are the people that haven't lived a life, but now they have some money, or they perceive that they have power. Here's another thing to keep in mind. Nobody really has power over you. The only power that they have is the power that you give them. Okay? It's just like laws. Yes, there are laws in place. However, you have to honor those laws for those laws to have any control over you. If you don't recognize those laws, then those laws have no control over you. Now, of course, if you violate a law, there is a penalty. But that penalty has been established by society. The penalty for a job, especially if you're working for people that are pieces of trash, is you lose your job, but they also lose you. It's kind of like when you go for an interview. You know, when you're going for an interview, when you're looking for a different job or a change of jobs, yes, they have the right to ask you questions, but you also have the right to ask them questions. Yes, you're looking for them to pay you, but you're looking for them to pay you for services, the services that you're willing to exchange in lieu of your pay. So they're interviewing you, but in reality, you're also interviewing them. I think many of us kind of forget that. We lose track of the fact that they're the people that own the company or they're the people that are supposed to be your bosses. I have a mantra, and my mantra is that I have no bosses, and I only have three bosses if I do decide to claim any bosses. My bosses are myself, my God, and on occasion, my wife. And I think that's a mantra that everybody should take. Should you be thankful if you have a job? Yes. Thankful does not mean that you are submissive. Thank you does not mean that you are a slave. Thank you does not mean, and appreciative does not mean, that you're somebody's whipping post or somebody's dog. There's a new saying out, well, it's been out for a while now, and they talk about that we don't have slavery anymore, but now we have wage slaves. And that's true. People will do amazingly crazy and evil things in lieu of money, and people who think that they control the money that you get feel as though they have a level of power that they don't have. Well, they do have it if you give it to them. You know, I was explaining to somebody just the other day, I was saying, you know, what a lot of people forget, even companies, is that, you know, for the most part, unless you work for a, you know, clandestine group, your company is not going to hunt you down. Your company is not going to shoot you or blow you away or kill you or murder you. Why? Because there's rules in place. It's the company culture. It's a fair work environment. It's the labor laws. It's all the regulations. It's all of those different things that play into the game as a whole. However, what a lot of supervisors, managers, presidents, vice presidents, executives of companies, and directors forget is that, yes, you can fire somebody, and you can relieve them of the responsibility of working for your company by telling them that their services are no longer needed. However, we live in a world where people, especially in the United States, where people believe and perceive that it's not going to affect somebody. You know, this Christmas in 2011, there was a gentleman, I don't know what his job situation was or what his stress level was, but he was dressed up in Santa Claus, went into the house, and for Christmas, basically, he killed his entire family. Well, here's my question, or here's my observation. That guy worked for somebody. That guy had supervisors and bosses, as you may want to call them, and all of those different things. You know, we had the incident where people were going into the postal services and then doing crazy things and shooting people. You know, again, ladies and gentlemen, we are in some of the most stressful times in our lives, and most of us have no idea who we're talking to or who we're dealing with. And even the people that live next to us, we really don't know what those people are capable of. But yet, some of the people that are in the positions of what they perceive as power believe as though they have control. But they are living a very dangerous life. And when I say a very dangerous life, you shouldn't be scared to go to work. You shouldn't be scared to live your job. You shouldn't be scared to enforce the rules and regulations of your particular company or municipality or any of the above. However, you do need to respect other human beings, and you need to treat them as such. You do need to be fair and consistent when you deal with other people. And remember, too, that you have no idea, they have no idea what's going through anybody's head. And sometimes, and I've seen it myself, some of these companies are heinously wrong in the way that they deal with people, and you could be one of those people that they heinously deal with. So here's my question to you. Do you deserve to be mistreated? Of course you don't. Do you deserve to be underpaid and overworked? Of course you don't. Do you rate being disrespected or talked to inappropriately or all any of the above? No, you don't. And why did most of your companies start up? Most of your companies started up because the people that started them knew that they were a little bit smarter than the other people, knew that there was things that were going on that were unjust to other people. So what did they do? They started their own companies. They started their own companies because they had their own particular morals or their own particular beliefs, and they didn't feel as though they were being appreciated by the companies and things that worked in them. I mean, excuse me, that owned or operated or were put over to manage those groups. So they started their own companies. Unfortunately, life sometimes is a vicious cycle. It's a circle. So now the people that may have initially started it may not have been that way, or over time they may have gotten jaded. And now they are the worst perpetrators of the things that they left their original companies for. Again, this particular talk really isn't about the unfairness of companies. It's just bringing to light some of the injustices that a lot of us have to deal with or have had to deal with over time. And right now what I'm talking about is getting a hold of your life, you taking control of the things that you need to take control of so that you can live your dream, and in some cases by helping others live theirs. But making your life for your family and you a better place. One, we need to be prepared to win. We need to do the things necessary to put us in the position where if we are in a situation where it is basically unattainable, we can leave. Why? Because we've done the things necessary to make ourselves more valuable to anybody else that would want to have our services or anybody else that's willing to pay. All right? A lot of companies are overburdening people because right now, as somebody said not too long ago, you know, labor is cheap. You've got so many people out there looking for jobs, they're willing to do more for less. You've got people trying to hold on. You've got people that have become, this is a very bad word for some people, and it's even a bad word for me, comfortable in their particular positions, not realizing that that comfort has put them in a very bad position. Why? Because they haven't innovated. They haven't done the things that they needed to do to improve their skills or can improve their worth to another company or another organization. So your company is going to take you for granted. They feel that you should be thankful that you even have a job. So what do we need to do? We need to be prepared to win. We need to either be prepared to win or we need to be prepared to lose to someone else who is prepared to do what's necessary to get where they need to get. We need to use that Boy Scout motto, which is what? Be prepared. You know, you can sit in front of your television, and you've heard me complain about this 1,000 times. You can sit in front of your television and let life pass you by. Just understand that the person that's on that show is aired, that show is over. They're looking for the next gig. They're looking for the next acting part. They're looking for the next script. They are moving on with their lives. They are progressing. You are looking at their past. They are not looking at your past. You watch a show over and over and over again. Guess what? The people that did that show, especially if it's syndicated, they're getting paid over and over and over again for something that they've done, except for the fact that they've lived it. They didn't live the fantasy of it. Why? Because they created the fantasy so that you could live the fantasy of it. However, they're living the fantasy of the reality of living a life that you will probably never live. Why will you never live it? Because you're too busy sitting in front of the television, reading somebody's book that's not going to help you. If you're going to read books, magazines, things of that nature, you need to read things that are going to uplift you. You need to read things that are going to help you. You need to read things that are going to help you build yourself to be a better person, be a quicker person, be a sharper person, be a smarter person. Not things that are wasteful. You know, myself, I partnered up with the Success Foundation, and I'm giving out books for success for teens to different teens throughout, you know, the area that I live in. So far, I've given out about 200 free books, and the books are pretty good, and they're not pretty good. The books are outstanding, and it's built on the book, The Slight Edge. But I'm giving these out to teens and parents to help them to try to get that entrepreneurial spirit. Understand that they can and are capable of any and everything. They just need to believe in themselves. Something that some of our adults also need to do, and something that we need to remind ourselves, even those of us that know that we can do great things, we need to remind ourselves that we are capable of doing even more, that we are capable of doing things that would fascinate us if we would only get off our butts and get prepared. Ladies and gentlemen, most people are totally unprepared for life. You were prepared at one point, and then what happened? Again, you got comfortable. You lost it. You lost a grasp for what you were doing. Today is now. You can't sit around waiting for your Prince Charming or your dream numbers to come. You need to make the things that you need to make happen, happen. You need to understand that life is just that, life. It is a constantly ticking clock. Eventually, it will run out. If you do not take advantage of it, then you will not reap the benefits of all the things that life has prepared for you, all the things that life has in store for you. In order for you to live your dream, you have to take grasp of your dream and do the things that you need to do. You cannot be totally unprepared. You have to be prepared. You have to take care. You have to do the proper things to get yourself where you need to go. Understand that life does not happen in a straight line. There are hills, there are valleys, it's ups, it's downs, it's all of the above. All of those things are what make up life, and all of those things are going to make you grow or make you better if you're willing to do the things that you need to do. Again, we cannot control what happens to us. However, we can control how we deal with it. Somebody hands you a lemon, you need to make a lemonade. You need to get inspiration. There's inspiration all around you, all right? There's even inspiration in nature. If you look at plants and flowers, you ever look at a plant, let's say it came and it got frosty early, and a plant, because of the season, was a little crazy and it was warm when it should have been cold, you had a flower that came up. Most times what will happen, that frost comes, all right, the snow goes, maybe the flower dies back, but what does that flower do at the next sunny time or the next when the warmer season comes? It springs again. It grows. It develops. Don't ever quit. Keep the faith and know that if you don't quit, you can win. If you quit, you can't win. If you leave the field, and you're playing the game, you can't score the winning touchdown. You can't score the winning goal. You can't stop the goal for the other team winning. You cannot get yourself into a slump and think that you can't do it. You can do it. There's nothing that can hold you back except for you. Bad days or a bad attitude? You need to decide which one it is. Are you having a bad day or are you having a bad attitude? If you're having a bad attitude, you can't really blame your attitude because you have to blame yourself. So that means you need to correct your attitude and do the things that you need to do. All right? So having a bad day is not an excuse. Somebody doing something that you don't like is not an excuse because what? Again, it's how you deal with it. Your attitude will also end up relating in your future. Your attitude, from your attitude comes your response. From your response comes your future, correct? And from before that comes your philosophy. Philosophy is what drives your attitude. If you have the right philosophy, then guess what? Your attitude is going to be correct. Attitude drives action. Action drives results. Results drive lifestyle. Okay, that lifestyle is the lifestyle that you want. If you want a miserable, sorry, always arguing, always pissed off, never getting what you want, never feeling satisfied, never really living the dream that you want to live life, then you're going to keep that negative, disserving attitude. By keeping that disserving attitude, you're going to get disserving results. I don't think that most people want disserving results. Now, you really can't tell that since most people, that's what they practice, but you don't have to be most people. If you don't like your actions, look at your attitude. If you don't like your attitude, look at your philosophy. If you can change your philosophy, you can change the actions that are going to happen to you. If you've got a person that likes to argue, don't argue with them. All right? In a tactful and positive way, point out to them that this is moot. Continuously going over something that is over or something that is done is not going to get them what they want, and it's not going to get you what you want. All it's going to do is cause the two of you or the five of you or the ten of you to continuously battle because everybody wants to win. That's another thing. Ladies and gentlemen, winning is nothing. Being right is not good. Being right is great for your ego, but it may be bad for your relationship. So keep that in mind. Being right is overrated. Again, if a person that you love, you tell them don't do a certain thing and they do it and they die, were you right? Yes. Do you get any satisfaction out of that being right? No. So did you really win? Again, no. If you have no philosophy, then more than likely you have a lousy attitude. And remember, you need to get a philosophy, and that philosophy needs to be one that's positive and one that's going to serve you. You need to develop a yes attitude. If something needs to get done, you need to develop an attitude of yes, I can take care of it. Not yes with an attitude, but yes with a smile. You need to deal with the people that you love the same way sometimes that you deal with the people that you work with, especially if they're your supervisors or bosses. If you say yes to your boss or supervisor and you say it in a positive, upbeat thing, even though you can't stand them, that doesn't mean that you can talk to a person that you do care about and love like they're a piece of crap. Why? Because eventually what's going to happen? You're going to get that resentment again. You're going to get that pullback. And in the end, you're not going to win. So we need to make sure that we substitute the difference between a positive attitude and a yes attitude. Both are great and can be a bit more powerful, especially when you're dealing with other people. However, a positive attitude, you can disagree positively. Do you understand what I mean? You can disagree positively. You can tell somebody that they're wrong without making them feel like they're lesser or like they're not up to your standards. You can talk to people with respect every time. I always tell people there's no reason to be disrespectful, and that's true. Also, you need to celebrate every effort. You need to celebrate every effort, not necessarily every victory, but every effort. Every time that you get through the day, you need to be happy of that day. Every day that you wake up in the morning, you need to be happy that you woke up. If you have a car, be thankful that you own one. If you can put gas in it, be thankful that you can put gas in it. Every day needs to be a celebration and a joy for you to know that, guess what, you can continue to move on with your life and that every day that you're alive, you're in a positive state. And by moving into that positive state, you're going to get the things that you need to get for your life and live a happy life. if you don't know what to do, you just don't do it. If you don't know what to do with your life, then find a positive outlook and start trying to find positive ways to find out what to do. Don't just jump off the bridge because somebody tells you to jump off the bridge. Find out what you need to know. Find out what's missing. I'm not telling you to try to reinvent everything. I'm not trying to tell you to re-engineer everything. You know, that's I have a supervisor that like that. Everything is re-engineering. All right? His re-engineering is based on his level of knowledge. So if you don't have his level of knowledge, then your ability to re-engineer what he would re-engineer is going to be different. The time that it's going to take that person over the time it's going to take you is totally different. Plus that if you don't have the same skill sets, your level of frustration is going to be a lot greater than that other person's. Plus that some people are just not re-engineers. They could be great organizers, great managers, great everything else, but they just may not be great at re-engineering. And the other thing is that for those of you that are great at re-engineering, you need to step back and understand that not everybody is you. You need to step back and understand that everybody brings qualities to the table that are good, that are useful, and that can be an added value. But if you try to voice or view everybody on your level, you are the one that's going to be at a loss. Okay? Here's another thing to keep in mind. Ladies and gentlemen, a lot of us live in glass houses. If you live in glass houses, then you need to make sure that you're not throwing stones or swinging heavy things or being careless. Because what could happen is that while you're up on your lofty lot, somebody that's smaller or lower than you can knock you off, and that fall could be more devastating to you than it could be to them. The other thing that we need to look at is time management. Ladies and gentlemen, we only have a certain amount of time. You need to use it, all right? What is important now is the things that you need to concentrate on. Lessons in time management are pretty much do not waste your time. Don't waste too much of your time. Do the things that you need to do. Learn from your lessons that you've done before. Do not procrastinate. Take care of the things that you need to take care of and learn in everything that happens to you. Also, remember something. In order for you to be the best you can be for others, you must first be the best you can be for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, again, all about life is about doing the things that you want to do. You deserve a beautiful life, and 2012 deserves to be the year that you live to do the greatest things that you need to do. Every day, this 2012 to 2013, 14, 15, 16, 17, you need to create a great and wonderful life. You need to create something that other people dream about and other people wish that they could have. You need to find your success, find your slight edge, move forward, and do the things that you need to do. Let's start doing that by taking courses, reading books, and let's get out there and apply the things that we learn from those today, not tomorrow, not next week. Let's do the things that we need to do, and let's be the best that we can. Thank you very much for your time, as always, and I want to thank you for listening to me, and I look forward to you guys listening to me more and more, and I hope that I can do other things for you. Thank you very much, and everybody have a great and wonderful day and a great and wonderful year and years to come. With that, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying take care and be well. Take care.